From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early this morning, officers with the Eureka Police Department went to a gas station on the 1700 block of 4th Street for the report of an armed robbery that had just occurred. The suspect was last seen walking through the alley to the rear of the business. Officers searched the vicinity but did not locate him. Upon review of surveillance, it was determined the suspect entered the business armed with a knife and a pipe and attacked an employee. The suspect then fled on foot with lottery tickets. The employee wasn't injured during the attack. Officers able to identify the suspect as 32-year-old Nicholas Cervello of Eureka. At about 3:40 a.m., officers went to a gas station on the 1000 block of Broadway for another robbery. A man entered the store with a knife attached to a stick, demanding money. The suspect took the employee's keys and fled the scene in the employee's vehicle, a white 1999 Nissan Pathfinder. The suspect's weapon and description matching the earlier description of Cervello, but the identity of the second robbery suspect has not been confirmed. Late Wednesday night, a home went up in flames, and investigators are calling it a total loss. Crews called to the 6300 block of Loma Drive on Humboldt Hill. The first arriving engine found a large two-story home with heavy fire and flames threatening neighboring residences. A downed power line limited the crew's ability to approach the structure. There were no civilian or firefighter injuries reported. It took about 2 hours to put out. Damage estimated at $600,000. The cause remains under investigation. Well, fire activity from the Carr, Mendocino Complex, and Oregon fires leading to unhealthy air conditions in Weaverville, Lewiston, and Trinity Center. The Carr fire now at 67% containment, spread across 211,000 acres. Route 299 is open between 6 tonight and 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. The ranch fire is now at 314,000 acres with 64% containment. In Lake County, northbound Bartlett Springs Road is closed at State Route 20. The Klondike Complex fire is 15% contained and now stands at 57,000 acres. Bear Camp Road and Peavine Road are the only active closures, according to latest reports. No one arrested but some pot plants seized as the Humboldt County Sheriff's Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant to investigate illegal pot growing in the Rancho Sequoia area. They eradicated about 1,300 growing plants. The Breastfeeding Task Force of Humboldt County providing a breastfeeding rest stop at the Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale. The rest stop inside Hindley Hall near the women's restroom open to all families and provides a quiet place where mothers can breastfeed their babies. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.